Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Jesus, we pray. I want to welcome our brother, a very good brother to us, his wife, though he came alone today. But Noah, you're welcome, sir. Now, please listen. The marvelous. The Lord is your strength, sir. If you sleep now, you will interpret. I would have to ask for an interpretation, whether it's a quarrel language or a gala. Don't sleep now. But Richard, raise your Bible and your journal.
Now, can I say
is God helping us in this retreat? No, sometimes some answer is to encourage organizers. No, I mean it. Is God helping you in this retreat? You are serious. Are you camouflaging that? Okay. If it's God's gift that is camouflaged, you don't camouflage yet. I'm sharing a burden in my heart as your brother, trusting that Baba will help. After this, there'll be questions and answers. At this time, I'm watching everybody's face. Who has ever, did you wake up this morning to think, Kilate, I'm having a break, lady, you know? Some of that. All right. Can you smile a little? Our MC. All right. Amen. And then let me just quickly say this. If you have wasted time before, raise your hand. The day you understand, so principle, I put our own two hands up. When you now discover you've been wasting time, should you keep wasting time? Do you know also if you are feeling sad that you have wasted time? The time you are using to feel sad, what are you also doing? Abby brought to me. So, what should you just do? Start doing what is right. Because the time you are saying, what's the clock saying? I wasted my time. What's the clock still doing? Finance seminar. Why are we considering finance as disciples? There's a reason. Reason number one, did Jesus use money? Talk to me. If he did, will you also need money? Simple. No other reason. Jesus was so careful about money that he had a treasurer. To have a treasurer, it means that money is not small. You are not. What is treasurer over 300 naira? What's treasurer about 2,000? 5,000? What do you appoint a treasurer for? What you cannot handle. Are we together? So, Sheje Sulu. It's not
Forget, we are not dealing with a prosperity message.
Mm-mm. There was money in the ministry of Jesus. You must have money, but money must not have you. That's the only issue. You should have money. Disciples online, you have to follow this. Listen, and I'm careful of my word. You should have money. You must have money. But money must not have you. Delete from your head that poverty is equal to holiness. No. Number one, they said Jesus Christ had one clothes. It's not anywhere in the Bible. Mm-mm. If he had one clothes, I'm sure the Pharisees and the Sadducees will have mentioned it. Jesus at a time had a house. I don't know that, Christian. I don't remember that there were two disciples. Where's my phone, please? So that you can see it. My phone, please. Oh, it's being recorded. Okay, those of you that have Bible search on your phone, search it for me. I never knew I would touch that part. Two disciples asked him, Master, where do you live? And he showed them. When he said, the foxes have no holes, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head, he wasn't saying there was no house. He's saying that the work we do move us about. He put us under a rough schedule. We can sleep today on the mountain, tomorrow under the cold. Are you ready for that? But I never had an apartment. He had. John 1:39. Read. He said unto them. No, 38. 30. Verse 38. Please louder. Jesus turned and saw them following. And said unto them, what seek ye? They said to him, Rabbi. Jesus had an apa. He's shocking you, but tell someone by yourself. Jesus had an apa. Say to that person, when it's time, you must have an apartment. You want to marry from your father's house if you like it so. But I think there's a level a man gets to, or a woman gets to. He needs a room to himself. If you are to be in your father's house, you must have an apartment there. First apartment, apart. Meant for me. I like that. Write it for me. Write it down. Apartment means a place apart. Meant for me. There's revelation in this house. Bro John, you need an apartment when it is time. Do you hear me, sir? When a man reaches a level,
where he ought to spend more time to plan and walk in the divine plan of God for his life. If he lives among the crowd, certain goals will not be achieved. Let me give you a practical example. Imagine that. Did you hear me say it's a time? Everybody say it's a time. One more time. There's a time you need an apartment. There's a time you don't need it. When should you begin? Why am I talking about apartment? Is God talking to somebody about apartment? I don't know. Imagine Jesus. Hope you know in the book of Romans, the last chapter, Brother Paul rented a house also in Rome. You don't know? Romans, the last chapter. In fact, the last verse. Read it. Last verse or last two verses. Oh yeah. The last chapter.
But now. But now it is made manifest.
Romans, the last chapter, the last verse. Act of the Apostle, the last chapter. Is that Rome that confused me? Rome, Romans. Acts what? Chapter what? Chapter 28, verse what, sir? Verse what, sir?
30.
And Paul dwelt 2 years in his own hired house. Wait.
Therefore, dwelt 2 years in his own rented house.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, what do you mean, Paul? How many years rent page did he pay the landlord?
Yes.
I think Rome is an expensive place. Some of you are saying, yes. Why did I first say something like this? Some of you are beginning to nurture a very wrong understanding about your life. There is a time. You don't know when you need apartments and you don't have. That's why a lot of rubbish will rubbish around you. For example, a level comes, I need to spend personal time with the Lord and praying. If I don't have an apartment, anybody can come to Palo or where I stay. Children can run there. Mommy can call me. You know, some people are old enough, but they are seeing their father's house. That's why I say it is what? It is time. When there is time, Holy Spirit will make you know it's now time. Who informed Abraham to leave his father's house? He will inform you. But it's not as if you should reach 45 waiting for information. Wealth is the will of God. Jesus used money. The apostles used money. You will use money. I will use money. Now, because I will not make certain statements, you know me to learn it now. Go and listen to our message on proper understanding of money, series 1-7. It will bless you. Advertising, it's not, I'm not selling anything. I'm a disciple. It's not to announce anything, but that message will bless you. We took time to deal with certain issues. The next message I want you to listen to that we will share in this meeting is a message I preached on
entrepreneurship, the kingdom way, it will bless me. It will bless you. That entrepreneurship came among students, secondary school students. But I believe it will bless you. Because of these two messages, that's eight messages in all, that is compulsory for every disciple seated here to listen to. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, I will not repeat certain statements, trusting that the Lord will grant us understanding. The secret of kingdom wealth for kingdom advancement. The only reason why you must be wealthy is because of the kingdom advancement. No other reason. Any other reason makes it a cause. No other reason. A disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ who has understood the art of God has no other reason for wealth. Any other reason will be a problem to your life. Next slide. Poverty is not the will of God. I'll give you reasons. No, they don't even need reasons. This is enough reason for you to know poverty is not the will of God. How many of you have stayed on a mountain before, on a high mountain, and you were looking at the old surroundings? Can I see you? If you have not, you need to visit one. And you can visit one before you go tomorrow. We'll give you the address. When you stand on a mountain, the designer of all you see, does he look like a poor God? Eh? The Bible says the earth is full of what? Now, if you look at the earth, not from your area that is dirty, in case you are in an area that is dirty, no. We say go and stand on a mountain and look. You see beauty. Who is the author of flowers? That tells you something about God. He likes colors. He made it. Have you studied the book of Revelation before? And go and mark every verse that talk about color. God loves color. And have you seen the way he arranged the color? Sky is known with what? Which color? Blue and what? And white. And sometimes the blend of the sun. Oh, don't let me start describing beauty now. The evening sun blend with the sky. Except you ate your existence. That's why I say, you won't see that beauty. God is not poor. Wealth is God's plan for his children, but for only those with a what? Crucified life. You see, money is a wonderful slave, but a terrible master. If money is a slave in your hand, praise God. But if money is your master, he said today you have to choose between two masters. Either you will serve God or what? The devil is hiding behind money to steal the loyalty of men from God. Please, are you following what I'm talking about? Do you know the Bible didn't say you cannot serve between God and the devil? Even though it was not straight devil. It's mammon. And mammon means money. Mammon is an idol called the god of wealth. The word mammon is an idol called the god of wealth. Small letter G-O-D of wealth. The devil is behind that idol. That's why today, people can neglect their quiet time to catch up with money. People
can attend to business appointment but miss appointment with the Holy Spirit. For them, money means more than their spirit. So there are several idol worshippers inside church buildings. Who do they worship? The devil through money. And largely, the problems of this world, largely, is about what? Largely. There are other problems, but largely, it's about money. An uncrucified wife, if the husband is not dropping money, what will happen? An uncrucified man, if he does not have money, what will happen? It's what, sir? He's angry. When you see anybody angry, two things. Instead of two things, it's one thing, money. If he's not crucified. Because if it's hunger that is making him angry, is it not money that he does not have, that is not making him to buy the food? Have you seen touts before, when they see someone that has money? They are, Charlie Baba, what are they looking for? Hey, homie, what is it? Is your mate inside the car? Have you ever imagined somebody pounding children inside mother to get money? Where is the devil getting that kind of money? You know, I'm surprised. I had all kinds of terrible things. You will kill a person so that each time you call the spirit, what is the spirit supposed to bring? Money. Do you see high level demonic manipulation? Trading the soul of a human being to produce money. Let me ask you, real question. If you kill somebody, they now say you should hide the head. Do you know these are real issues? Are they real issues?
Yeah.
That you should hide the head in the cupboard. As you say, Mopori eo, Oyakpo owo. Is it truly that person bringing money? It's a demon. It's appointed for a man to die. After that, see the devil. To get from him, commit murder. Ofi Yahweh Shogunwo, actually, what is it Yahweh Shogunwo? It's only that Satan is saying to get from me, exchange with the life. What is Yahoo boy about? But the most terrible one, why do people come to church? Money. When you pray prayer like that, Lord, help me to, my heart may be more humble, that I see the cross and be crushed. Every self will is found in the name of Jesus. But when you say, I hear God bringing prosperity, claim your own. How will people pray? Those are idol worshippers. Settle this in this retreat. Are you a servant of? How do we know you're a servant of money? By the way you spend your time above the things of God. You know, some of you will never be late to every other place, but you can be late to meetings. Not that you can't be early. There are legitimate reasons why some people come late to meetings, church meetings. But some, since it's church meeting, because money is not attached, they will go late. Yes, sir. Next slide. Take note of this. Read, everybody, one, two, go. There's nothing like Ori Ojiji. Everything worthwhile on the earth, and if that thing is moving, takes time to go. Mountains don't grow, that's why they don't move. That's why they are stagnant somewhere. If they will move, they must grow. everything connected to the earth takes time to grow. Man grows. If he's not growing in physical stature, he must grow in wisdom, in experience. Everything connected to the earth and which moves take time to grow. That's why the principle of God is growth. The principle of God is what? Even Jesus Christ the Word, when he came down among us, he had to what? He had to grow. That's why the Holy Spirit is not angry with you if you are growing. Even if you make mistakes, once it's out of growth, it's not angry. But it's only when your mistake is not out of growth. Oh, I don't know how to do something, and I did not do it well the first time. Oh, I will do it well the second time. He helps me to grow. But when I want to keep making mistakes out of, you know, careless attitude, that's when the Spirit of God is angry. Be slow on this. I want you to get it. Now, money in the hands of a man with a crucified heart is a weapon in the hands of the Lord. Money in the hands of a crucified man is a weapon in the hands of the Lord. Let's just see. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. Who is reading for me? Can we first see Psalm 112 verse 3. Psalm 112 verse 3. Who is reading? Psalm 112 verse 3. Verse 3. Psalm 112 verse 3.
Jerusalem is built as a city.
Jerusalem is built as a city.
That is compact together.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you are reading? Psalm 112, verse 3. Wealth and riches. Start from verse 1. Everybody, please listen. This is God speaking. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. That what? What does that mean? Another translation, that verse 1. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Go on. Who delight how many days? Oh, you are tired, huh? Who delight how many days? Greatly. What does that mean? A man passionate after God. Yes, go on. His seed shall be mighty
upon the earth.
The go on.
Wealth and riches
shall be in his house. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2. No, that's Joseph. Okay, open it. Let's see what's there. Quickly. Who is that? I said, who is that? The Lord was with Joseph. He was a successful and what?
Spiritual.
Genesis 39, verse 2. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Eh? Loud. Everybody read your translation. Let's see how it sounds. Money keeps rich people safe. Poor people die because they don't have money. Eh? Okay. Ah, that's a big grammar Bible. The rich man's wealth is his strong city.
The destruction of
The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Wealth protects the rich. Poverty destroys the poor. 16. The money that good people receive for their work keeps them alive. What bad people receive is punishment. Now listen. Change your understanding about money. Now, you know the reason why I'm not going into some certain words. Because proper understanding of money series 1 to 7 answered so many questions. Money is good. But when money is worshipped, it's a devil. I've said this over and over again. You need to put that at the back of your mind. Now, I'm asking you a question. Who do you want to serve? God or money? That tells you your number one priority is God and the things about God. Yes or no? So what can be greater when you are looking for a job? Do you look for a kind of job that takes your number one priority, which is relationship with God? If you take it, who have you worshipped? When you sit on an interview panel, you pass their interview, and the next question is, you should ask them, what is my delivery pattern like? You'll be resuming by 8, right? Be closing by 7 or 6 or 5 or 4 or 8 or 9 the night, alright? You'll be coming to job anytime, including Sundays, alright? You have to understand and go back to the drawing board with the Holy Spirit. In all this, do I have a priority for my Lord? This job will not allow this. You can write them back, and you don't want. If you feel that this, do you know sometimes a job looks like, yes, it's going to help you, and in the process, who do you think is after your heart? The devil. Is it big to resign from a job that is making you finding it hard to work with God? Hope you know what I call finding it hard in some people's eyes is laziness. So hope you know some people say, well, this damn busy. Are they really busy? No. Hope you know some job is to sit down in the office morning to night. Maybe occasionally press computer. Occasionally enter in a figure. Are you with me? Do we have plenty of time in the office to read spiritual book, even if it's for 1 hour? Some people will not read it. Some people have the opportunity in their offices to pray. They will not pray. They can chat away and claim they are tired. You are a teacher. You resume school 8. You close by 4. You take private lesson from 4:30 to 6. That's a full day. Yes or no? Should you ever get home, I'm going to be greeting somebody. When we now ask you, why is your spiritual life? You say, well, I'm busy. Are you really busy? Is it too much to go to work from 8 and return 6? And when you return, your proper rest, time of prayer. Do you know there are some extra activities you add to your life that's already too much? I'm teaching in school 8, I close by 4. If God has called me to start a notable work with Him, but yet I'm still supposed to be doing secular work, it is stupid for me when the Lord begins to say, I need souls here, discipleship for discipline in this area. It's stupid for me to close by 4 and add private lesson. Just because I want to get more. No. I should stay with that so-called 25,000 or 15,000. Baba who asked me to do this other one knows how to supply my needs. Don't let your drive be determined by money, but let it be determined by the instruction from the Lord. Your decisions are not determined by pay. They are determined by what God says. We are different. Listen, I know a brother whose work schedule is so tight. So tight. He goes as early as 5. He comes back as early as 11. I've visited him before, he's a disciple. If Baba tells him, go there. You know there's an extra grace from he who said go there to maintain relationship with him. Eh? If you come back 11, you should be so tired. Yes or no? This brother, I've seen him and it's amazing. When he comes back, you'll be like, thanks for coming and all of that. Before you notice it, under 15, 25 minutes, behind his door, someone that just came back from work, behind his door, he stays in one room, self-contained. He will kneel down there. Imagine. I woke up in the middle of the night, I still found him there. He was praying, he slept off there. You know that sometimes you sleep off. When you wake up, what do you do again? Some of you, that's when you feel bad. Yeah, you know, no one soon by here. I think I go to council. People lost. Mm-mm. Continue from there till you are satisfied. Do you know from there? Before you, I said, come and sleep on the bed. I said, no problem, that you should just be there. Before you take Jack Robinson, 4 is awake. He who points that location to you must give you every necessary allocation. Strength will be supplied. Why? You are acting based on instruction. That's why we commit our ways unto the Lord. How can you lose your spiritual life that you nurtured when you were in campus just because you have a job? These are my disciples. Are you the first person to have a job? And I'm shocked at some disciples with all their job, no savings, no investment, no progress. Who ask you to send support to missions? You think I need your money? That's why I'm talking like this. Am I going to raise offering after this service? God forbid, I'm not raised. If you give me, I'll collect. But I'm not raised. Who asked you to do that job you are doing? I got a job in an IT office. Many of you have heard me say it over and over. I was to write an exam in CCNA because I wrote a test in our office, Lufem Industries, and I seemed to be the best out of everybody that came for IT data, industrial training. And the man kept telling me, oh, this is so good, you could do CCNA. I was introduced to satellite installment. I was at a former governor, you know, he's not the president, if I am not the governor, he's safe now. I was at his house. He was to hold a political meeting. We were the ones together with a team that went to set up some things in that place. I was getting among the rich. I don't know if Fountain Hotel is still operational. When Inspector General of Police, Tafa Balogun, then, I remember he came there. That's a big hotel in Ekiti that time. Don't know about now. I was moving into my career when the Holy Spirit said to me, one day I was on top of a building. Let's network. To me, it's useless. To the engineer God sent there, it's not useless. He said, Benga, what are you doing here? I said, He said, which day is today? I said, Sunday. What are you supposed to be doing? What did I ask you to do? You know, I left a preaching engagement. Be looking for network. Oh, and we so look for that network. Oh. I don't know the problem of that place. Me and the brother that went there, he was so tired. We failed in the whole work process. And our boss was highly disappointed. I was the acorn that pursued networking. You see, to somebody else that Baba has assigned there, it may be legitimate. The job you are doing, who asked you to do it? What is the meaning of your spiritual life running dry? You are an intercessor by calling. You lost that because of job. Is he a big thing? If somebody stop working now, where will somebody get another one? Okay. Is God complaining or finding placement for his children? Some of you, you don't trust God. You like God, but you don't trust him. You see that man of God there, that pastor Efede, he likes money before, no, not now. As you see him that time, his head can calculate several business. See that brother there. Hey, he's the one that is introducing me to so many things. Ah, Baba, this one, Baba, this one. Hey, I said, God is blessed. But when God said he should come and work for him full time, you know what was your first question? Did he not say it yesterday? How are we going to eat? I want by faith, Kini. Can I ask you, sir? Since you said you were going to walk with God, have you died of hunger? Don't you see he's looking fresh? Have you noticed his voice is even better? Cut six is tattooing. And that lady too can cook something. Let me tell you what shocked me about them. Each time I see the way they are progressing, I say, hi. So God, what you are afraid of, you have already settled. What you are most of the time afraid of, God has settled it, waiting for your obedience. When our brother was preaching this morning, I said, God, the proof of my humility is not in, yes, Lord, I will obey you. It's not even in, I will obey you. It's in what? Go and obey. Pastor Kumuyi said, many who ought to be obeying God are still in the prayer room. I promise to obey the Lord. Does he go out now and go and obey me? The reason why some of you are staying in the prayer room is fear of Ejeka Shua. Any of that, you don't take time to pray. But when it comes to her, what are we now going to be eating? I don't know how Malas used to do it. You know Malam, Abokina. Those ones have a terrible face. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know which spirit is allowing it to work like that for them. And Aboki can be sleeping inside one shop with his wife and three children. Allah kiai. Allah will undo it. Sorry, that's not the meaning. Allah will undo it. Badamoa. Yes, Kia. It's you that will not obey God. Robili said, a madman is eating. It's you that want to obey God that will die of hunger. Have you seen mad people before? I'm praying that if God grant me a level that God can give me anointing to be setting mad people free, because I don't like seeing mad people. But I'm careful not to try deliverance before anointing, so that my case was not like the case of one of our sisters that is looking at me now, that mad person pursued. Mad person pursued one of our sisters. Have you seen madmen who sorari? Ah! I've seen them. He does not care. Atumalo. Whoa! I'm at Abuja. Adebelin. Madmen have no disease. Have you seen? I hardly see a sick man person. Only Baba, I hardly see. Not it on Facebook, Dalola. I'm talking about just mad idiot. They are always, and they eat all kinds of. It's you that is eating good food. What's making you sick? Your mind of fear. Obviously, the man is not conscious of anything. So what affects your body is in your consciousness. You know, some people carry some disease and sickness. If they don't know, they live long. The day they know, that's no problem, sir. COVID-19. I didn't have a problem with COVID-19. They say, hey, I have symptoms. You are not serious. It's not me that has symptoms of COVID-19. But that's why I don't read LCDC news. Don't go and mention one thing that look like it. That not make me think I have it. No, please. Once I see LCDC, I delete. Can you, how can I have? You know, many people will be thinking, I'm 19, and I have a wife, I have children. Ah, for 19, disciple. I did it immediately. But we are not stupid. We are still washing our hands. And we are using nose mask. Guess what, my God? I let God and do the rest. But I went to a friend's house, and his TV was so big, and they started COVID-19 statistics. And I sat down. Do you know, on the seat, I started falling sick. I'm serious. It happened twice. I said, holy shit, sickness still will shame me. God said, tell him to change the channel. Because by what you are watching, your consciousness is awakened. I said, brother, do we find something else apart from this? I think he put it in Dove Media or maybe it was Babadebo or someone that was for that. If you are a worshiper of money, it can't be your time. God is not interested in a man or woman whose passion is what? Money. Your passion is kingdom advancement. Let's go on. All right. Yes. The principles of kingdom wealth. Number one, a crucified heart. God began that with us since Thursday. Yes or no? A clear divine vision. What vision did God give to you? Excuse me. It is a vision that warrants provision. What's provision? Provision, the word pro means for. So provision means for division. What does God provide for? He only provides for an instruction he gave. Can I ask you? What vision has God given you? My going to Ekiti State University was part of God's instruction because of the vision in it. And that's why from day one till the end, I saw provision. I'm experiencing provision, not because I'm begging people, but because I'm pursuing the vision he showed me and my wife. It is God's responsibility to provide provision for the vision. If God gave you the vision, anytime you talk about vision, you know, people think I'm a ministry, and it's wrong. It's wrong. A clear divine vision. Three, wisdom. Five. If anybody lack wisdom, let him ask. What's wisdom? It's a gift from God. It's an ability to bring out the best out of nothing. Wisdom is the principal thing. In everything you do in life, you need wisdom. Even Paul's prayer is that God may grant you wisdom. Christ is called the wisdom of God. But Jesus said something much more painful. He said the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Because the children of light are not willing to apply themselves unto wisdom. I will soon apply this. You see that thing you see in notes that looks like notes. Hope you know that thing called money. It's a painted paper. You know it's paper. Only painted. What is in it that makes it important is the value we put on it. So money is simply exchange of values. Before we came to notes, was it not trade by barter? That was the form of spending money. Give me two gari. You know paro. How many of you know paro? You give me your clothes, I give you two baths. Have we spent money there? Yes. Money is exchange. Exchange of values. How much value you can exchange determines also how much you can get. That's it. There's no magic. There's no running to go and kill somebody for it. How much value you can exchange determines how much you can also get back. You know, we place high value on health. That's why doctors will be paid. Because they are offering a value. Are you following what I'm talking about? We place high value on knowledge. That's why lecturers and teachers will be paid for it. We place value on food. That's why you pay to get it. The person has simply given you a value, and you give him back the worth of that value he gave you. That's how it is. The richest man in Africa is who? It's painful that he's a Muslim. I'm not happy. Not because we are moved. But is it a crime for the richest man in Africa to be a disciple with a crucified life? Is there any crime in that? No. What has made Dangote rich? The values he has given all of us. In your life, he said that you are seeing Dangote, eating Dangote, everything around your life, Dangote is involved. If his salt is not in your food, it is his rice you are eating, or his pasta, spaghetti that you are eating, or you are in one of the buildings where his cement was used. Something about Dangote is around you. Maybe it's his sugar you're using to drink tea. There is something around you. So, you see him exchanging values. And you know, it's how many people that you can give those values to. And as much as they bring back to you the payment for the value you exchange, since all is coming back to you, that's what makes you wealthy. So, who made him wealthy? All of us made one man wealthy. There's no magic there. But guess what? This is what takes us to the next one. Many of you are not acting in wisdom because you cannot discern the seeds around you. Listen, each time you want a future, you have to plant a seed for it. What do I mean? You want to see a tree, you must plant the seed of that tree. You want to see anything, there's a seed. Because everything God does starts as a seed. Nothing that God does like that. Even the seed that looks like and is energy of the light, what was the seed? The word was the seed. Are you following me? Light didn't just appear, he sowed that seed, the seed of the word. You see, and everything God made, when he said, be fruitful and multiply, for anything to have fruit, it must grow. Eh? For something to be fruitful, it must grow to the level of fruitfulness. And every fruit, in every fruit, is embedded in what? A seed. So the secret of multiplication is to constantly plant seeds. But if you eat your fruit and eat your seed, do you have an harvest? Dangote started his business today, that is big today, on a borrowed money, a loan, maybe from his uncle or something. They asked him one day, what's the secret of all this? He said, where everybody else is not willing to go, Dangote Group always wants to go there. Areas where people are not willing to explore, we want to be the first to explore. Do you know that person is using the principle in the Bible? Courage, boldness. Don't sleep now. Because if I'm talking about something else, you'll be scared. We are dealing with how will you be like this? You are not, there's not enough wisdom to understand that in every 200 naira there's a seed. I gave you 200. You could not recognize that this 200 contains fruit that I can consume immediately and the seed I can replant. When they gave you 200 naira, what did you do with all the 200 naira? You spent it. You are wrong. That's not wisdom. Everything that comes to you, everything you have ability to have, it contains fruit and seed. You consume the fruit, you plant the seed. The relationship that you are experiencing now, I am a relationship to you. I am a fruit and I'm also a seed. The things you can get from me for your benefit now, you consume it now. But there are things in me that are seeds to you, you must replant them. I give an example. Are you learning? John is a disciple of Peter. Are you with me? Watch this. Benga has been used by God to give me certain things. He just says, sir, I want to bless you with this. Praise God for that. If he's around, I could say, wash my clothes. Iron my clothes. What am I doing immediately? I'm consuming and enjoying. Don't let the world consume. Hey, someone used to wash clothes here. No, don't get it wrong. I am getting the immediate benefit of a brother with me. He can't be with me and I'm washing clothes. Are you following what I'm talking about? God has used Joseph, Ayo, Toby several times. Toby has been dutiful in washing the car. Always. If he's around, you can be sure. Ayo took it on when he left. Now, they are immediate. I'm getting something out of them. Yes or no? I said yes, sir. But I know they are seeds to the future I'm looking for.